Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavadyutama Shloki Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Toto Jayam Udirayet Krishne Sudamo Bhagate. Krishne Sadamo Pagate Dharma Kinadi Bisaha Klonashta Drisham Mesha Puranarko Danoditaha Shrimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Dyad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsyam Ekam amalam gyanam param giyate Tatra gyana viraga bhakti sahitam Naishkarmyam avishkritam Tachchinvan supatan vicharana Pro bhaktya vimuchyan naraha Shlokam ekam tadardam va Param padardam evava Shadavan yo nushiniyat Punat yat manam eva saha Saravedanta saram hi Shri Bhagavatam ishyate Tadrasamrita triptasya nanyatra syadrati kuchit krishna tulya bhagavata vibhusavashray pratishloke pratyakshare nanartakai hari madhyayante bhagavate kai Vishnu Bhakti Nitya Siddha Akshaya Avyaya Prima Maya Bhagavata Krishna Rishriyanga Tahate Kahena Jata Gopya Krishna Ranga Vandeham Shiguro Shiyuta Parakamalam Shigurun Vaishnavamscha Shirupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragnatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Krishna Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Paran Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Nitti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvashesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarane Rara Samukha Samsaktim Saki Sangha Nivasinim Tamaham Satatam Vande Guru Rupam Param Sakim In Kali Rupa Sharira Nadharata Tan Braja Prema Mahadati Kutarika Kon Kapato Gadata Shri Rup Shri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Shri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath Echai Gosair Kari Charanavandhan Jahoite Bignanash Abhishta Purana Vanchakopa Trubhyascha Kripasindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Anandalila Maya Vigrahaya Hemavadivyachcha Visundaraya Tasme Maha Prema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Balavi Varanam Bhoja Malane Nirtishalane Nama Pranatapalaya Sri Krishnaya Namo Namaha Shriman Rasarasarambi Vamshi Vatatatastitaha Karshan Venu Swaner Gopir Gopinata Shriestunaha Mahabhavasrupatam Krishna Priya Variyasi Prema Bhakti Prade Devi Radike Tam Namam Yaham Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram Smarami Radham Madarasmitasyam Vadami Radham Karanabharadram Tato Mamanyasti Katirna Kapi Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana ki jai. Giri Raj Dharana ki jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Sham. Reading from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Katha. The Ras Leela, the crest jewel of all the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 29 through 33, five chapters of the essence of love and Krishna Prem, Ras Panchadhyaya, discussing verse 10:29-4. Nishamya gitam taranga vardhanam braja striya krishna grihitam manasah ajagmoranyam alakshitodyama sayatra kanto javalola kundala. When the Brajagopis heard Krishna's flute song, which arouses romantic feelings, their minds were enchanted by Krishna. All the gopis ran to the place where their lover was waiting, each unknown to the other. They were moving so quickly that their earrings were swinging back and forth as they ran down the footpaths of Vrindavan to meet their beloved on Premavisar. We've been discussing Brajastriya Krishna Grihita Manasa. Yesterday we were describing this word Krishna, how it's the perfect word to describe Bhagavan, his greatness, his power, and his sweetness. We concluded by saying that Krishna is so sweet, Madhurya Purushottam. He's famous for his sweetness. Acharyas say that other Vaishnavas, they worship their Ishta, they worship Ram, they worship Vishnu, or they worship Krishna and Goloka. But the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they worship the sweetness within Krishna. Someone may worship a gulab jamun, but actually what makes the gulab jamun special is the sweetness within it. You simply worship the gulab jamun and don't eat it and don't chew it and swallow it, then you'll never understand how sweet is that gulab jamun. So how sweet is this gulab jamun Bhagavan? Is Gulab Jamun Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Madhurya Purushottam. Krishna's Kaviraj, in a Chaitanya Charitamrita, he has one shloka, Bengali shloka, to explain the greatness of Krishna from both angles. His Aishwarya, Bhagavan Krishna's Aishwarya, wealth, opulence, grandeur, power, omnipotence. And Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, is Madhurya, the sweetness, the essence. And he says, Sarva Karshaka. And then he says, Sarva Aladaka. Apanare Bale Kare Sarva Vismaran. says that Krishna has so much attraction, sarva karshaka. He has all karshan, all attraction, sankarshan, samkarshan. And he has all ladaka. Ladaka means ladini, bliss, love, joy, ecstasy. All of it, unlimited, within him. And these two qualities combined, Krishna's Aishwarya and his Madhurya, his Karshaka and his Ladaka, as he's telling in Bangala Bhasha, creates Vismaran. Vismaran, complete forgetfulness. Vismaran, without remembrance. One forgets everything. If one contacts the sweetness of Krishna, contacts his omnipotency. And in Vrindavan, Krishna shows the greatest power, the greatest karshaka, the greatest omnipotency. He attracts the personalities that enter into Vrindavan Leela, into Krishna's Leela and Boma Vrindavan. They come from all over the universe. That's karshaka. The personalities that enter Krishna's Leela, they come from different yugas, to come at the end of Dwapara Yuga to take part in Krishna's Leela, Dwarka Leela, and his Vrindavan Leela, Mathura Leela. They come as sages and rishis from millions of years ago. How much karshaka Krishna has. He attracts and pulls sages and rishis from millions of years ago to come to Vrindavan and do tapasya for thousands and millions of years in births, to attain a birth in Vrindavan in Krishna Leela as gopikas. The Dandakaranya sages that saw Ramchandra in Treta Yuga long ago, they became attracted and they entered Vrindavan in Dwapara Yuga and took birth as gopikas, sadhana siddha gopikas. And the great Shrutis, the personified Vedas that have existing since time immemorial, they were sarvakarshika to Krishna. Because of his power, they were attracted to his power. No, they were even worshipping Bhagavan as powerful, as the Paramatma, as Brahman. But they were attracted to Krishna's sarvaladaka, in the words of Krishna's Kaviraj. They were attracted to his ladini, his sweetness, his beauty, his intimacy, and his affection. And that is most available in Krishna Vrindavan, Govinda, Gopinath. Some of the people that came, the personalities entered Krishna Leela, they came as rakshas and demons from other ages. From Satyuga, all different ages they came. This is the power of Krishna's attraction. But the real attraction is his beauty, his sweetness, that sweetness within Krishna that's unavailable. You cannot contact or avail yourself of that sweetness in any other form of Bhagavan, thousands of Bhagavans, because Krishna has it all. Sarva Ladika means Sarva Madhurya. So much sweetness, you forget everything. We described how the gopis forgot everything. And this series of verses, now with verse 4, 29:4, introducing the Nayakas, the heroines of the love story, says that they grihita manasa, they lost their minds. They no longer possessed their minds because Krishna had captured their minds. If you have wealth in your home, some people, they keep so much wealth there. They hide all their gold and whatnot. And someone comes in and steals it all, every last gram, every last bangle and everything, then you will feel, I've been totally robbed of all my greatest treasures. There's no greater treasure than one's mind. If you lose your mind, the mind and heart are often synonymous in this literature, this Rasa literature. So Krishna came with his flute song. He didn't even use his hands. Usually a thief will use his hands to come and steal. He'll physically enter your house. It would be a very good thief if he could play the flute. If you could simply play the flute and your 200 kilos of gold would float out the door, would just float into the air and go down, very nice, and float into his bank account or into his truck and he could drive away. Maybe some thieves will get some inspiration here. Krishna is such a bharochor. And how is he? He's simply playing a flute. When people heard of the alchemy in the 15th century, that it's chemically possible to produce gold if you can combine copper and mercury. If you can combine copper and mercury together because of the elemental construction of the element mercury and copper, they actually will make gold. So alchemy was the science of making gold by melting down copper coins or any copper and then adding mercury. Because on paper, and according to the metallurgists and scientists of the 15th century, we can make lots and lots of gold because copper is everywhere. Lots of copper mines and very few gold mines. It's a great business. So everyone was feverishly trying to make this gold. But there's one drawback. When you melt the copper coins, they become liquid. That's nice. But when you add the liquid mercury into that boiling, molten copper, then at that temperature at which they have to be to bind together, the mercury evaporates. And all you're left with is liquid copper, which was worth 10 rupees a kilo before you melted it, and it's still worth 10 rupees a kilo later. So they never quite figured it out. It's called alchemy, the 15th century, all over Europe. And Indians didn't worry about it because they had so much natural gold everywhere, they didn't really care. But so now, rethinking of that, now some thief hears that Krishna's stealing gold with a flute. I have to practice the flute so I become so expert that I can also steal great treasures with my flute. In the same way as we hear that you can make gold. Obviously, it's impossible. So the greatest gold of the gopis was their wealth of their heart, the wealth of their mind. Grahita manasa. Krishna completely stole it. He stole it with his sarva ladaka, sarva ladini, sarva madhurya, his sweet love, his sweet beauty. And our rasic acharyas, Rupa Goswami, he has summarized all the sweetnesses of Krishna into four categories. Yes, Krishna is known as Madhurya Mahi Bhagavan. Madhurya Mahi Purushottam Krishna. Maryada Purushottam Brahm. Shristi Purushottam Vishnu. These are their outstanding characteristics. Creation, establishing law and dharma of Ramchandra. Then Krishna is Lila Purushottam, Madhurya Lila Purushottam Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He plays the flute. He plays the flute and he plays with cows and he plays with his friends and he plays with his girlfriends. He plays with his mother and he plays with the elderly gopis. He plays with the animals and he plays with the birds. He plays. He's a playful lord. He's the lord of play. And this whole Brajamandal Vrindavan is the land of play. There's no work here. There's no law and order here. If by chance, once in a while, some rakshash, some demon comes to disturb the play, then Krishna invokes Vishnu. Because Krishna is Sarvavatari, Bhagavan. He calls, oh Vishnu, come on now. Stop sleeping in my heart. Chaturmasya is over. Chaturmasya is over. You've been doing Shayan Leela for 4 months. Now wake up and kill this demon, Agasura and Bakasura and Putana and Shankachut. All, just finish them all. Because I'm really quite busy playing and I don't want to be disturbed. I'm disturbing your sleep, Mr. Lord Vishnu, but don't disturb my play. So Krishna continues to play even when Putana Rakshashi kidnapped. This, you talk about kidnapping. Your airplane got kidnapped. So the first terrorist in India was Putana. The first terrorist of India was a witch named Putana. And she kidnapped God. And she took him, she kidnapped his airplane. And took him up in the air. But the acharyas say that actually, babies are very restless. And Krishna is very chalak. And usually if some boy is very intelligent, he's very mischievous. At least that's what the pundits tell us. When we complain about our children to the pundit, he says, oh no, it's very good. Your son is so mischievous. That means he's very intelligent. Acha, okay, good. That's good to know. Let's find that out later. So now Krishna, his mother went inside and Krishna was thinking, oh, it's so boring lying on my back. I'm 6 years old. I'm lying on my back like babies do. I'm looking in the sky all the time. I'm seeing this bird go by and that bird go by and flocks of birds go in formation, a V formation. I'm just watching from my cradle. All that blue sky and those birds are flying. And I'm stuck here lying on my back, a six day old baby. Can't even flip over. But I have desire. Like all of us, we have so many desires, but we can't fulfill them. So Krishna is not us, because he has Ichha Shakti and Satya Sankalpa Shakti and Gatana Agatana Shakti. And so he can fulfill his desires at any moment and at every moment. Oh, he's thinking, I want to fly in the sky like a bird. High in the sky, higher. I want to go higher than that. As soon as Krishna thought that, immediately, a 747 arrived. A Boeing 757 arrived in Gokul and picked up Krishna and took him for a ride. And what a ride that was. The birds were flying at 100 meters or 1,000 meters. Krishna went 20,000 meters, 25,000 meters up in the sky. And he was thinking, wow. And then an announcement came on the Putana Airlines. Please, passengers, fasten your seatbelt. We're entering some turbulence, so please forgive us for the inconvenience. So then Krishna held on. He held on to the neck. He held on to the neck of this witch and continued to suck the milk from her breasts, which were so laden with milk. And then he came to understand, oh, this is so much fun. Krishna's flying in the sky. He's looking down. Oh, there's Jamuna. There's Giriraj. There's Barsana. Oh, can I see Radharani? No, maybe I can't. Oh, there's Ravel. There's Gokul. I can see the Goshala. I can see Nanda Baba's palace. I can't see Nanda Baba. Because he's so high in the air. Everyone's so small. And then all of a sudden, this Rakshashi, she's started to try to kill Krishna. And Krishna was thinking, what kind of airline is this? I'm going for a ride and now the stewardess tries to kill me. The stewardess tries to kill me. This is not a good idea. Listen, Putana. So then Krishna wants to fly in the sky in Putana. This is what our acharyas tell us in the tikas of Bhagavatam. And Putana is disrupting the ride, this bumpy ride, and he has to fasten his seatbelt. It was going so smoothly before. And Krishna said, hey, Vishnu, Hari, come out and do something, will you? Stop lying on Anantashesha all the time. So then Vishnu came out and to finish. And then the plane suddenly went, and it landed. Putana landed. What a airplane she was. When she landed, by some coincidence, because she was so vast, it was a huge airline, that airplane of Putana, the Putana Airlines, that was kidnapped with that one passenger, Krishna, was 18 kilometers long. 18 kilometers long airplane. Now that's a super, supersonic airplane. Huh. And then when it landed, it didn't land in Vrindavan because the trees are sacred. And we don't want to kill any trees. And least of all, Krishna did not want to destroy any of his vans. So somehow or other, it's told by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that when this Putana Airlines crashed with the one passenger, Krishna, on board, the airline, Putana's body, landed in a mango orchard, a huge mango farm. And wouldn't you know it, that mango orchard was owned by King Kans. That mango orchard was outside of Mathura and was owned by King Kans, full of ripe mangoes. So when Krishna landed there, then he said, wow, this is wonderful. The mangoes are blossoming. So he crawled off Putana and he started eating mangoes. It all fell around the body of Putana and he was enjoying the mangoes. So this was Krishna's first airplane ride in Gokul. Later he went on Trinavarta Airlines. He changed airlines. There was another airline flying later called, that Putana went out of business. Putana Airline went out of business because on the maiden flight they crashed the maiden craft, and so they thought they better not make any more like that. So then later Krishna took a flight on another airline called Trinavart, and we'll tell you about that flight some other day. So Krishna is enjoying. He's the play lord. And all these wonderful pastimes are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Rupa Goswami has analyzed these four, all that sweetness in Krishna, which is unlimited, he's analyzed into four categories. He said Krishna, his body is sweet, very, very sweet, beautiful, attractive, charming, delightful, clever and mischievous. So he's Rupa Madhurya. And his flute playing, his flute songs, his ragas, his raganis, his compositions are so original, so fresh, new and different. So exciting and novel, and they spring up according to the occasion, never seen before, never before seen ragas and melodies. This is Krishna's expertise, and so sweet, so very, very sweet. So Krishna's Venu is very sweet, Venu Madhurya. And the loving pastimes, the intimacy and the friendliness and the closeness that Krishna shares with his boyfriends, his girlfriends, his mother and father, it's not found anywhere in all the Vedic literature. A God that's so near, a God that's so dear, a God that's so sweet, a God that's so intimate and personal and caring and loving. He cries if you cry, he laughs if you laugh. If you cry, he makes you laugh. If you're laughing, he makes you laugh more. If you love him, he loves you more and makes your love increase. Such an amazing, sweet Lord. And these are his leelas, which are full of love. This is his prema madhurya, the sweetness of his love, sweetness of his leelas, leela. And in those leelas, it's all about sweet love. So Krishna's, Rupa Goswami says that Krishna's prema madhurya, he's made of the sweetness of unlimited love. And he's leela madhurya. Bhagavan Sri Krishna is made of the sweetness of unlimited leela and form and flute playing, music, the personification of music. So in four categories. And that was 500 years ago. Because if someone was to fall into the Atlantic Ocean or into the, you can say, Indian Ocean and came out and someone said, can you describe how much saltiness is there in the ocean? Atlantic Ocean, Pacific, Indian Ocean, Arabian Sea. And the person said, no, so much. Everywhere is salt. As far as the eye can see, salty water. As far as you can dive or swim, salty water below you. Everywhere, oceans and oceans of salt. Similarly, that's salt, but Krishna's sweet. He's mitai, he's a glovejaman, he's rasgulla, rubbery, everything, ice cream, and everything sweet. As someone approaches Krishna and tries to understand the ocean of Krishna's sweetness, it's unlimited, you can't reach the end. But there is one acharya that was so overwhelmed with the sweetness of Krishna that he tried to capture that sweetness and distribute it to the people of the world 500 years ago. That was the great Vallabhacharya. They worshipped Srinathji. And he wrote one bhajan. So many bhajans. we are going to meditate together. We'll hear this beautiful Ashtakam written by the great Acharya, Sripad Vallabh, Vallabhacharya of the Vallabh Sampradaya. Because he loves Krishna, he loves Gopal, he loves Radharan Krishna. And he tried to explain the sweetness of that Krishna, whom he loves. And being a Sanskrit pundit, scholar, and great devotee, he turned to the language he knows of Sanskrit and wrote the Madhurashtakam, Madhurashtakam, Ashtak, 8 verses to glorify Madhurya Purushottam Krishna. Vrindavan, Madhurya Purushottam Krishna. Many of the great singers of India, they of course sing this Ashtakam and recite it with all beautiful music and wonderful virtuoso voices. We can't do that. We are not talented like that. But we find the meaning is so deep, and the meaning and the translation in English so very, very sweet. As I asked, if you fall into the ocean, can you describe how sweet it is? In the same way, can you describe how sweet is Krishna? Everything put together falls into the 4 categories. And Rupa Goswami has taken all the sweetnesses, unlimited, and put it in 4 categories. Prema Madhurya, Leela Madhurya, Rupa Madhurya, Vena Madhurya. But then Vallabha, he wants to explain how sweet is our Krishna in Vrindavan. How sweet is this Krishna? Because our Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the origin of all other Bhagavans. He's the source, the original absolute truth, the source of all Vishnus, all Purusha avatars, all Leela avatars, all Guna avatars, all the Ananta Ananta avatars from the beginning of time. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, Vata Sarvam Pravartate. Everything emanates and begins and starts with Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Purnatam Bhagavan, Sarva Avatari Bhagavan, Sarva Aishwarya Bhagavan, Sarva Madhurya Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. In Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwarka, and Kurukshetra, our Bhagavan, our Krishna, our Madhurya Mayi Krishna, Madhurya Purushottam. We say Krishna is Madhurya Purushottam everywhere in Shastras. But how sweet? What makes him uttam? What distinguishes him and establishes him as the supreme expression of sweetness? Madhurya Purush Uttam, the topmost personality of Godhead with the topmost sweetness. That's why it is said that we Gaudiya Vaishnavas, yes, we worship Bhagavan Sri Krishna in Vrindavan with Radha. Radha Govinda Yugal Upasanam. We are worshippers of Radha Govinda Yugal and Madhurya Bhav, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. But this Krishna is so sweet. Everything he does is sweet. So let's hear how sweet he is. Why? Because if we have our own murtis, many people in India and around the world, even in China, Russia, South America, North America, Canada, Europe, Sweden, Finland, Iceland, Germany, Africa, South Africa, Australia, Fiji, everywhere around the world, there are deities of Radha and Krishna in temples, in private homes and mandirs, Gar Thakur. There is Gopal, millions and millions of Gopal deities in this world. Go to Vrindavan, go to Aligarh, anywhere where they produce deities, and say, how many lakhs of Gopal deities have you sold in your family? 100 lakhs, 200 lakhs. There are literally, factually, millions of deities. Murti, Sri Murti of Gopal. Gopal! Ladu Gopal. That sweet, beautiful, affectionate, adorable Gopal. And there are so many thousands and thousands and thousands of deities. Small or large deities of Radha and Krishna in India, not only India, America, South America, everywhere, thousands of deities, hundreds of temples of Radha and Krishna, the Sri Murti, the divine couple, Bhagavati Radha and Bhagavan Sri Krishna, being worshipped and adored and remembered and prayed to all over this planet Earth. This is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the mercy of the great Acharyas and the great pure devotees of the world that are so attracted to worship the personal forms of the Lord. I meet Indian families. They have shown me a deity, Swamiji. We've been worshipping these Radha and Krishna deities and our family for 250 years. This little Gopal has been worshipped in our family in Rajasthan for 300, 400 years non-stop. Just see Krishna. Gopal, Radha Govinda, Radha Shyam, Radha Gopinath, Radha Raman, Radha Banki Bihari. How much prabhav, how much influence. So when we hear this description of Madharastakam, we can think of our personal deity, our personal Thakur, our Ishtadevata, our Krishna, our Radha, our Gopal, and appreciate, yes, my Thakurji is so sweet. And if I hear more of the glories of my beloved, it increases my attachment to my beloved. If I hear more of the fame and qualities and activities and heart and mentality of my beloved, it more increases my attachment, my surrender, and my loving mood of service towards my beloved. It's natural. If you meet your husband, you get married, you know very little about him. But as you live and grow together as husband and wife, he learns so much about you, your education, your mind, your thinking, and you learn so much about him. And in that exchange of knowledge comes appreciation, new awareness, new sensitivity, more surrender. What about our Thakurji? What about our Krishna? We want to hear more and more his sweetness, his glories. This is about his sweetness. That's if we have a beloved deity. And if we don't, if we're pious and religious, curious about God as a person, interested in possibly worshipping a form of the Lord, then if we hear, oh, Gopal is so sweet, Radha and Krishna are so sweet, I did not realize, I did not know, now I'm hearing, now I'm knowing, so now I want to worship Krishna with love and devotion also. I want to offer all my food to Gopal also. I want to become a devotee and a servant and a lover of that wonderful Lord who's so sweet. Madhuram, madhuram, madhuram. So let's hear the opening and the revelation of the multifarious and multivariegated sweetness of Gopal. Madhurya Purushottam Sri Krishna, who's capturing the world with his sweetness. This is by Sripad Vallabhacharya. Adaram Madhuram, Varanam Madhuram, Nayanam Madhuram, Hasitam Madhuram, Vidyam Madhuram, Gamanam Madhuram, Madhuradipater Akilam Madhuram Akilam Madhuram. Ashtak 1 translation. O Gopal, O Krishna, your lips are so sweet. Adaram, Adar Madhuram. Ah. Vadanam, your face is so sweet. When I come home from my work, I come home from school, and I gaze upon your face, I get lost for hours. I don't want to go anywhere but look at your beautiful countenance and pray from the core of my heart. You're so sweet, so playful. Oh, Gopal, oh, Krishna. Nayanam Madhuram, oh, Gopal. When I see your eyes, it seems that you're about to steal something. This morning I put kajal around your eyes when I did Shringar. And now I've returned from working or doing my duties with family. I'm looking at those eyes and it seems that you've been up to some mischief here. Have you done something in my house while I was gone? Oh, Gopal. Nayanam Madhuram, so sweet to look at your eyes. His heart, Ridiyam Madhuram, his heart is so sweet. He's melting with sweetness. If I simply chant Govinda Gopal, Govinda Gopal, Govinda Mero Hey, Gopala Mero Hey, Govinda, you're mine. Gopal, you're mine. Mero Hey. Just glorifying you fills my heart with sweetness. Some drops of your sweet, your oceanic heart full of sweetness enters into my heart when I simply sing your name. Gopal! Gopal! Krishna! Oh, Govinda! Govinda! Just see the sweetnesses that Vallabhacharya is showing in a few words. Because he's realized and seen it and felt it. And he wants us to also realize and see and feel these sweetnesses of Krishna. Then he says, Gamanam, Gamanam Madhuram. Gopal, hey Govind, hey Krishna. You're wandering, you're moving in this, when you go for the pastures, or you move through the house, or you go to the kitchen, or anywhere you go, your movements are so sweet. Your little bells ringing on your feet, around your waist. Ha! Ah, so sweet. Madhuradi Pater. Akilam Madhuram. Listen. Everything is sweet. Akila, everything is sweet about Krishna. Madhurya Purushottam. This is Ashtakam 1. Madhuradi Pater. Akilam Madhuram. Ashtakam 2. Vachanam Madhuram, Charitam Madhuram, Vasanam Madhuram, Valitam Madhuram, Chalitam Madhuram, Brahmitam, Brahmitam Madhuram, Madhuradi Pater, Akilam Madhuram. Such beautiful Sanskrit. The Sanskrit is so beautiful, so sweet. The Ashtakam is so sweet. And the Lord being described is so sweet. And the Padakarta who's describing is so sweet. Sri Vallabhji, he says, this Gopal, this Krishna Vachanam Madhuram, his Vacha is so sweet. Sri Bhagavanu Vacha. Man Mana Bhava Madhbhakto. Madhyaji mam namaskuru, mame vaishyasi satyam te, pratijane priyo sime. Oh, be my priya. Vachanam, Bhagavan, Vachanam. He say, listen, so no. Be my sweet one. Be my near one. Be my dear one. Open up your heart. I'll fill your heart with my heart. Open up your heart. Become my dear one. priyosime Bhagavad Gita, Sri Bhagavana Vachana. Vachanam Madharam, then he says, Charitam Madharam, Charitra, Charita, his character, he's noble, he's honest, he's enchanting, he's romantic. All wonderful qualities are displayed by my Gopal, by my Krishna. Such wonderful character I've never seen, divine in all respects. Charita Madharam. But everything he does, however he expresses himself, and any aspect of his behavior and conduct, it's so sweet. So very, very sweet. If he steals, if he goes to one of my friend's houses, Yashoda's telling, and he goes to Parvati's house or some other Padmavati Gopi's house, and he steals, and Padmavati Sakhi comes and complains, your Lala came this morning and took makan. Ha! And I caught him, Prabhavati says. And then I go to scold my boy, my Nandalal. I say, Nandalal, your character's not good. Your charita. Why? Your charita is not good. But Vallabha is saying, charita maduram. It's very sweet. Lala, you know you should not go into other ladies' houses and steal their yogurt. Then Krishna looks at his mother and blinks his eyes and smiles so cutely and beautifully. She's, oh, forget it. And she just, oh, Lala, you're so sweet. Everything is sweet about your character. Never mind. You're perfect. Charita Madharam. Vasanam Madharam. His clothing, Pitambara. Pitambara Chadar Dhoti. Vasanam. Madharam. Very sweet. Very sweet cloth. The way he drapes it over his shoulder. So debonair, so carefree. Like a dancing actor on a stage. Everything simply hangs so beautifully on his body. No dry cleaning. No pressing. But very impressing. To anyone who sees it. Vasanam Madharam. Oh, look at this clothes of this boy. It's so sweet. Then, Valitam Madharam. His Charitam, Vasanam, Valitam. His Chalitam, his movements are very sweet. His Brahmitam, wandering is sweet. Everything is sweet about the original Lord of Sweetness. Brahmitam, Brahmanda Brahmate Kon, Bhagyavan, Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasadi, Pai, Bhakti Lata Bij. Brahmand, this is Brahmanda. And Brahmite, Brahmate means to wander, birth after birth, country after country, planet after planet. But Krishna's wandering from Yashoda's house into another gopi's house to steal butter. He's wandering to the Yamuna to steal the clothes of the 60-year-old gopis bathing there. And he's wandering everywhere. And sometimes he wanders into the heart. He wanders into the heart of a conditioned soul. And that's very sweet. Brahmitam Madharam. When Krishna wanders into the heart of a conditioned soul, suffering birth and death, old age and disease, so many tensions and anxieties, that wandering, Brahmitam Madharam, very sweet. It changes the course of life from sadness to joy, from bitterness to sweetness, from valueless with no value to supreme value. It changes that wandering Brahmitam, Madharam, that sweet wandering of Krishna into the heart of a pious soul, changes the whole meaning of his life, gives fulfillment and satisfaction. Brahmitam, Madharam. Everything is sweet about that Lord of Sweetness. That's the second shloka. Madhurastakam. Venur Maduro Renur Madura, Panir Madura, Pado Madura. Nityam Maduram, Sakyam Maduram, Madhuradhipater Akhilam Maduram. Venur Maduro, Venur Maduro, Vena Madhurya. This flute is so sweet. Who can deny the sweetness of the flute anywhere if it's heard? Imagine hearing the sweet sound of Venugopal's flute. How sweet that must be. An ordinary flute player, a flautist of this material world, when he vibrates his flute, it's very sweet. We're attracted, we're satisfied, we're comforted. But to hear the flute of Krishna, satisfaction, comfort, peace, yes. But more than that, if one hears the flute song of Krishna, he will receive divine love in his heart. And that sound of Krishna's flute will bring the charita of Krishna, will bring the character of Krishna in one's mind, will bring the lila. And that sound of Krishna's flute will bring the sweet sarupam of Krishna in the mind. That sound will bring the form of God in the mind. If we hear the sweet sound of Krishna's Venur Madura, Venur Maduro, then Renur Madura, Renur, Reno. This means Rate, Raman Reti, Reti, Renur means dust. The foot dust, the charan of Raj, Braja Raj, Krishna Gopal Charan of Raj is so sweet. The Vaishnavacharyas glorify the dust of Vrindavan. They glorify this dust. Great saints have come from all over India to visit Brajadham. For what reason? To see the Leelastalis, to meet the Rasik Jana Vaishnavas, to associate with the Brijvasis, the worshippers of Gopal and Gokul, and the worshippers of Radha and Krishna. And especially to roll in the dust. It's called lutan. Lutan. To cover their bodies with the rainor. Braj reno. Braja raj. Braja raj snan. There's pani snan, water bath. There's also dust bath. And they say in Sanskrit and Hindi padas and poems that this dust of Vrindavan, Brajaraj, is not dust. It is Chintamani. Kalpavriksha. It fulfills, one particle of dust fulfills all your desires. You have spiritual desires to realize God, perceive God or love God. A particle of Brajaraj, one kankan, will give you Krishna. We'll give you prema. How much sweetness there. Who could imagine in a piece of dust, a piece of earth, soil, mitti, this clay, that there will be sweetness, sweet dirt. There's sweet burfi and sweet ice cream and sweet beverages and sweet juices. Mango juice, sweet, but sweet earth, Renur Madaram. Acharya Ji has realized this. He has worshipped the dust. He's done Dandavat Prikama of Govardhan. And all the followers, the Vallabhacharyas, they regularly do Dandavati Prikama of all Govardhan. 22 kilometers. All their Acharyas and all their Shishya. We've seen thousands living here at Govardhan, Radhakund. Men, women, cultured people, wealthy people, educated people, lying in the dust of Vrindavan, following their Gosai, their gurus of the Vallabha Sampradaya. Why? Rain or Madaram? They want to taste, experience, and receive a blessing of a particle of this Brajaraj. 22 kilometers lying Dandavati, one by one, one body length. They are worshipping the dust of Vrindavan, and they are doctors, engineers. They come from America on a Tirthayatra with their gurus and their parampara Vallabha, and they lie in the dust to worship, to pray, to receive the mercy. This is the dust of Vrindavan. The great poets, they glorify the dust. Vrindavan may kan kan bole, Shri Radha Radha. Vrindavan may kan kan bole, Shri Radha Radha. This Renur Madhuram is chanting Madhur Nam Radha. Madhur Rad Shri Radha. Madhur Nam Shri Radha. Can we hear it? Have we heard it? The limitation is not ours. The limitation is ours, not the dust. The Renur is Madhuram. It's Prabhavam, Madhuram, Shaktiman. So much power in the dust of Vrindavan, so much love, so much influence and effect, Prabhav. Renur Madhuram. Renur Madhuram. Madharadi Patera Kivamma. We're discussing the third shloka of the Ashtakam, Madharashtakam, by Vallabhacharya. And remember, this is not a class in Sanskrit. This is not a class in Ashtakams. Everyone should be meditating deeply on God and His sweetness. If He's in our house or in our heart, then we think of that Lord in our heart, and we think of that Thakurji in our house, and how all these qualities apply to Gopal in our house, and more. The whole idea is to absorb these qualities and increase our attachment and love for Krishna, or attraction. We're discussing the third shloka. Venur Madhuram, Renur Madhura, Panir Madhura, Pado Madhura, Nrityam Madhuram, Sakyam Madhuram, Madhuradi Pater, Akilam Madhuram. Panir Madhura. In Sanskrit, the word pani means, long a pani means hand. In Hindi, we say hat, hat. In Gita, Krishna says, Sarvatak pani padam tat. Sarvatak shi shiromukam. Bhagavad Gita. Everywhere are my hands, Sarvatak pani. Everywhere my face, shiro. O come, my eyes and faces. Panir Madhuram. Krishna's hands are very sweet. What is Gopal holding in his hand? Ladu? Ladu Gopal? So if you're holding sweet in your hand must be very sweet. Mishtahana. It's also called Mishtahana. Sweet hands. Because anything God touches becomes sweet. If God touches our mind becomes sweet. If God touches our hearts become sweet. And if Gopal touches our lives become sweet. Panir Madhuram. It's not paneer. If you touch paneer, cheese, then you'll be very happy. paneer, Sanskrit, paneer, similar sounding. But the taste of Krishna's sweet hands is slightly different than cheese. Because if one has experienced the sweet hand of Krishna in his life, then he knows that he's been touched. We have expressions like, try to see the hand of the Lord in everything. Try to see the hands of the Lord in everything we do. There are expressions like this. But try to experience the sweet hands of Gopal, of Krishna. Because he's God, maybe the generic meaning of God. Try to see God's hand in everything. This is an expression in English among Christians. Try to see God's hand in everything. All right, fine. In controlling and bringing good or bad or setbacks or promotions. Ultimately, it's all God's arrangement. But in Krishna's case, Vallabha is describing that his paneer, his hand is sweet, madharam. So Gopal's hands are sweet because he's the Madhurya Purushottam. But the hands of the Aishwarya Purushottam, or the hands of God, may not be so sweet when he gives a slap, when we lose our job. Oh yes, see the hand of God in this. Okay. But Krishna never slaps, but he loves. He never demotes, but he promotes. He never insults, but he actually praises. Because he loves. And he loves his devotees. Pado madaram. Pado madara. Krishna's feet are very sweet. Sweet, sweet, can't be beat. What a treat. Those two lotus feet. So Krishna's lotus feet are worshipped. Krishna's lotus feet have charan chinna. They have 19 marks and symbols on the bottom of Krishna's feet. He has 11 symbols on his right foot and 8 symbols on his left foot. And together it makes 19 symbols that he leaves on the Renur, on the ground of Vrindavan, which enhances its sweetness more. Oh, look, Krishna's been standing here by this Kadamba tree, by the Yamuna. Just see his sweet footprints. See how his Pado Madara. And there's his, the swastikas on it, the mark of swastika. And there's the mark of a Vidyut, thunderbolt. And there's the mark of a Padma, lotus. And there's the mark of two circles, concentric circles. And there's the mark of small Vatsapad, small feet of a calf. Oh, there's the mark of some kumbha, some water pot. These are Krishna's feet. These are Krishna Kachina. The marks of Krishna's feet left on the land of Vrindavan. Even today, the tour guides and gurus will take you around Vrindavan and show you Krishna's footprints. It's called Charan Pahari. Charan Pahari. Pahari means like mountain, small mountain. And Krishna's feet, his footprints are there, captured in the rocks. And different places in Sakistali, in Barsana, in Kamvan, Gokul, Nandagram, Vrindavan, Govardhan. Krishna's feet are there. Pado Madaram. If one worships the feet of Krishna, it's told in Bhagavatam, if he remembers the feet of Krishna, he'll become Pavitram. He'll become Anandam. Anandam Pavitram. He'll become pure. He'll become peaceful. Free from sins. He'll become happy. Imagine remembering someone's feet and becoming happy. Usually feet have other characteristics which are not so attractive. But Krishna's feet smell like lotus flowers. They smell like the blossoming of lotus flowers. And it's compared to lotus flower. He has lotus feet. They're sweet. They're colorful. They're delicate. They give blessings, not create auspiciousness. Paro madaro. Then, nrityam madaram. Nrityam, nach, dancing. Krishna's dancing is very sweet. He's dancing. Raslila, dancing. He's dancing as a child, as a baby. He's dancing in Gokul. And the elderly gopis clap their hands and say, hey Gopal, if you do nach, if you dance for us. He's only 2 years old. Hardly he can stand. He can hardly stand. And the gopis are inducing him and encouraging him. Hey Gopal, if you dance to our song, we'll give you one ladu. And Gopal says, are? Only one? Okay, two. Only two? Are, you're only a little boy. How many can you eat? I want five. Panch ladu chahiye. All right. We'll give you five ladus. Now dance. Krishna kaniya. And they start singing. And Krishna's dancing. Best he can. Anrityam madaram. So sweet, so captivating. Stealing the hearts, manohar. Stealing the hearts of all those elderly gopis. Unforgettable. When he leaves, they sleep at night in Gokul. And remember that sweet dancing, that madur nach, that nrityam madaram of Gopal when he was dancing in the courtyards of their bhavan. This is Krishna. So sweet. Then, sakyam madaram. Sakya. Krishna's friendship is so sweet. So sweet. Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita how deep his friendship is. He says, what is it? Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvalokamahishram suridam sarvabhutanam. Krishna is telling in chapter 5 of Gita, verse 29, suridam sarvabhutanam. What kind of friend is Krishna? Sakyam madaram. Vallabha says, he's very sweet. He's very near. He's right in my heart. He's my heartly friend. Suridam sarvabhutanam. Krishna says, I am Surit. I am so heartly friend. There are many words to describe friend. You can say Mitra. You can say Bandhu. Dinabandhu Jagatpate. Mitra. So many. And Dost. We have so many words for friend, but Suridam, Surit, he is deep in the core of my heart. Krishna settles in our heart, he lives in our heart as the nearest and dearest and warmest and kindest, loving, protective, helping friend anyone could ever have. God is the greatest friend of everyone. Our best friend is within us, very near, very sweet, very kind. And that's his friendship. When one makes friends with God, who could have a sweeter friend than God? Ask Subal. Ask Sridam. Ask Sudam. Gobata. Mandali Bhadra. Kinkini. Ask any of the gopas, the sukkas of Vrindavan. Could anyone have a sweeter friend than Krishna? He shares his food with us from his tiffin. He makes garlands for us. If our legs are sore from cowherding, Krishna comes and massages our calves and our legs. If we have a headache, Subal lies on the thigh, puts his head on the thigh of Krishna, and Krishna, Gopal, starts massaging Subal's head with his sweet hands. Paneer Madhura. Sakyam Madaram, such a sweet friend, such a kind friend. Sweetness and kindness means love and service. A friend in need is a friend indeed. Krishna is that friend, the original friend. He's a friend of everyone. Suridam Sarvabhutanam, who can say that? Someone can say, oh, he's a very friendly person. He has so many friends. He has 100,000 people on his Facebook. He has 1 lakh of friends on his Facebook. That's a lot. Yes. 1 lakh. But Krishna has 6 billion friends on his Facebook. And that's only human beings. Sakyam Madaram. His friendship is sweet. 6 billion human beings are Krishna's friends. And Gita, Krishna's telling, I'm the friend of everyone. It doesn't say, Suridam Sarva Manushanam. I'm the friend of humans. Suridam Sarva Bhutanam. Bhutan means living entities. I'm a friend of all the lakhs and lakhs of birds. I'm a friend of the crocodiles. I'm a friend of the tigers. I'm a friend of the snakes. I'm a friend of everyone. I'm in their heart. I'm so friendly. I'm so kind. But you don't want to make friendship with me? What is your problem? Krishna is saying, I'm in your heart. I'm so sweet. I'm so kind. I'm so tender and helping, and I'll serve you and guide you and do everything for you. But you say, no, I have no time. I have no interest. I have my friends. I have my Facebook. Why do I make friends with God? Sometimes people meet a sadhu who lives alone. They say, Are sadhu, you're living in this cave, you're living in this kuti, and you're all by yourself. Do you have any friends? He said, yes. I have one friend. One friend. Are you on Facebook? And the sadhu says, yes, I'm on Facebook. You see on my book here is the face of my friend. Because in this book, in this copy in front of me, every page is the face of my friend. Because I'm doing likana japa. I'm writing the name of my dear friend on every page of this copy. You see? Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram. And he's writing, Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram. Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna. Radha, Radha, Radha. See, this is my Facebook. This is my Facebook. And see all these names of Ram, Ram, Ram. 10,000, 100,000 names I've written here. And each name is the face of my beloved. It's the face of my friend, that Surit, that heartly bosom friend. He's in my bosom, in my chest, in my heart. He answers all my questions. He solves all my problems. He preserves what I have and gives me what I lack. Could anyone have a better friend than that on their Facebook? He makes no demands. He asks for nothing, only my love. I have found such a wonderful friend. I have one Facebook and one friend on that Facebook, and his name is Gopal, Krishna. Sakyam Madaram. Friendship with God is so sweet. Madaradi Pater Akilam Madaram. Verse number 4. Gitam Madaram. Pitam Madaram. Buktam Madaram. Suptam Madaram. Rupam Madaram. Tilakam Madaram. Madaradipater Akilam Madaram. Geet, Krishna Geet. Krishna's singing is so sweet. If his flute is so sweet, which is only a reflection of his voice, produced by the same throat, that Madhu Kant, and produced by those same lips and tongue to make that sweet raga melody of the flute. Imagine when Krishna sings the glories of Radha. When Krishna sings his own compositions to glorify his friends and sakas. O Subal, O Dalji, O Dao, O my brother, you're so kind and you're protecting me so wonderfully. When Krishna speaks, when he sings, it's sweet. When Krishna speaks Geet, it's poetry. It's powerful. It's attractive. It's romantic. It's effective. It's soothing. Geetam Madaram. Udav Geet. Bhagavad Geet. Veno Geet. Murali Geet. Krishna's singing is everywhere. The whole world, the whole universe is full of Geetam Madaram. The whole universe is full of the singing of Krishna. And when one becomes liberated, a Premi Bhakta, he hears the song of Krishna within his heart. He hears Krishna singing in his heart. And when you hear the devotees of Krishna, that Madhurya Purushottam, Sri Krishna, when they speak, or when they sing, it's also sweet. Because they are servants of the sweetness in Krishna. They are servants of that Geetam Madaram Shyam. Geetam Madaram Krishna. Their speech must be sweet, must be attractive, and free from inebrities, and free from envy. What makes speech sweet? What makes Krishna's Geet Madaram? Geet, his singing, his speech. He loves everyone. Krishna loves everyone, respects everyone, cares for everyone, serves everyone. Bhagavan has unlimited desires and heartly feelings to serve everyone. Sarvabhutanam. Such unlimited sweetness in his mind and heart, so it must come out of his Geet, his singing, his speech. Madhur Kant. Sweet throat, Madhurya Purushottam, Madhurya Vacham, sweet words. His singing is so sweet. Have you heard the sweet song of Bhagavad Gita? The sweetest song in the world, Bhagavad Gita. It's a love song. The Bhagavad Gita, is Bhagavan's love song. He's singing about philosophy. He's singing about material knowledge and spiritual tattva. But then he sings about love. He sings about the qualities of lovers. And at the end of every verse he says, Priyosime, Priyosime, Priyosime. Such are the qualities of sweet lovers of God. Friends of everyone. Non-envious, pure in behavior and speech. In Bhagavad Gita, many verses, they end with Priyosime. A Priya is a lover, a sweet lover, a sweet servant. Then Krishna says, I want you to be my Priya, and I want to be your Priyatam. So ultimately, Bhagavad Gita, we say Bhagavad Gita, the song of God, immortal spiritual philosophy. But the greatest philosophy is the philosophy of divine love. Philosophy, understanding of God and life, should bring one to a life of love. A life of love centered on the supreme beloved God, Krishna. Ram Premi, Krishna Premi. This is the highest development of any philosophy. Realize God, love God, and return to the spiritual world. This is the perfection of philosophy. Darshan. Geetam Madaram. So ultimately, Bhagavad Gita is philosophy which ends in love. Give everything to me. I'm your beloved. Don't be afraid. I'll protect you. I'll give you everything. I'll liberate you. I'll give you moksha. Is not this verse a cry or a call of love? Sarvadharman prityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo Mokshayishami ma shuchaha. The wife takes full shelter of her husband. You are my shelter, you are my security, you are my provider, maintainer, everything, my source of happiness. And husband does his best to fulfill that role. Krishna, that's love. What Krishna is saying, Mom, Smaran, take shelter, Sharanam Mama, take shelter of me. Sarva Dharman Prityaja, Mam Ekam Sharanam, take shelter of me alone. That means I'm your supreme lover. I'm your supreme provider. I'm your supreme protector. Everywhere, at every moment, in any place, at any time. Gitam Madaram, the sweet song of God. Pitam Madaram, we say Pibita, Pial, Pial, Pani Pial. So in Sanskrit, Pitam means drinking. His drinking is very sweet. When Krishna drinks, it's very sweet. If Krishna drinks our offering, that offering becomes very sweet. Krishna's telling in Gita, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhakti Prayachati Taraham Bhakti Paritam Ashnami Prayatatmanaha. Says, Toyam, if you offer me water, I will accept your love mixed in that water. Or if you offer me a fowl or fruit, I will accept your love mixed in that offering, and I will return mine. So you offer me water, we say sweet water, with your sweet love, Bhakti Priyachati. And when you take that Mahaprasad water, then you'll say, oh, it's so sweet. It's so sweet. Krishna drank this water. I offered this water to Gopal on my altar of sacrifice, where I sacrifice my love. And now I'm taking this maha water. It's very special. Better than any bottled water. Better than any filtered water. Because it's full of madaram. Pani or madaram. Pitam madaram. His drinking is very sweet. Take maha water. From Thakurji's maha water. And you'll see how sweet Krishna's drinking is. I gave some filtered water with Tulsi Patra and my devotion. But now I'm tasting something extraordinary. This water has become Amrit. Krishna Adhara Amrit. The sweet nectar of his lips. Pitam Madaram. It's being glorified here. Then, Bhuktam Madaram. Bhukta. Bhog. Bhuktam Madaram means eating. Bhuktam, Sanskrit. His eating is very sweet. Sometimes I offer my Gopal Chapan Bhog. Sometimes I offer my Giridhari Chapan Bhog. Or even twice Chapan Bhog. Or thrice, so much Bhog. Chak-a-chak, bhog. And Krishna eats and eats. And he says sometimes when I make offering, Anyor, give me more, Anyor. Krishna's eating is so sweet. And he eats so many sweets. Bhuktam Madaram. And then, not like me, if you give me a thali of sweets, there's nothing left after 5 minutes. Everything gone. Every katori empty. Every bowl empty. Everything cleaned out. I don't leave anything. Bhuktam Madaram, but when Krishna takes bhoga, chapan bhog, he takes, eats everything, enjoys to the maximum. He's so happy, he smiles so much and dances around after his bhoga. But then he leaves so many remnants, Mahaprasad, Gopal Mahaprasad, Nathji Mahaprasad, Krishna Mahaprasad, Jagannath Mahaprasad. And then we take that buktam, that sweet remnants of Krishna's sweet eating, and our hearts become sweet. Our minds become sweet. Our speech becomes sweet. And we relish the sweetness even more, because Krishna has honored it and enjoyed it first. First Krishna, and then the devotee, the bhakta. Buktam madaram. Suptam madaram. Krishna's sleeping is very sweet. Who can argue? Everyone says, sleeping is very sweet. Ahara nidra maitun bhayam. We do these activities in the material world. Ahara, nidram, maitun, bhayam. We eat and we sleep. Big features of this world. Big eating. And the bigger the eating, the bigger the sleeping. You've heard of Kumbhakarna. Kumbhakarna, he's a brother of Ravana. He ate so much that his brother was always taking him to fight. Hey, Kumbha. Kumbhakarna is shaped like a Kumbha. His huge figure, Kumbhakarna. And his brother Ravana was saying, come, I'm fighting this person, I'm fighting that person, okay. And one time Kumbhakarna said, listen, I want to rest. Enough is enough. You're controlling the whole universe. Now, feed me. So Ravana gave him so much bhog. Chaka, 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 chaka. Bhog. And Kumbhakarna ate and he went to sleep. Long time. While eating, then sleeping. Suptam madaram. But Krishna, he never has bad dreams. Sometimes our sleeping is interrupted by unwelcome guests. Who they can be, we don't know. Bad dreams, nightmares, evil spirits, bad karmas, crying, screaming, fearful. Krishna never has dreams like that. He dreams of eating. He dreams of dancing. He dreams of playing. He dreams of stealing yogurt. He works it all out in his dreams before the next day. Before Gopal takes rest in Gokul, he thinks, this morning I robbed Prabhavati's makan, and I robbed so-and-so's. Tomorrow I think I'm going to rob this gopi's house. Then he falls asleep. And in his dream he sees himself entering that house and performing the nefarious crime of stealing yogurt. Naughty boy. Gopal. Suptam madaram. His sleeping is very sweet. And it's said that the great devotees, Govinda Vishram, because they've captured Krishna by their love, by their dedication and devotion, they've captured Krishna within the core of their hearts by seva, by surrender, by purity, by dedication. Now Krishna's resting there. Gopal Vishram, Govinda Vishram, he's resting in the hearts of the advanced pure devotees, the Premi Bhaks. And when Govinda is sleeping in one's heart, then his whole life becomes madaram, suptam madaram. If Govinda is sleeping in the heart, then everything will become alive. If Govinda is sleeping in one's heart, everything will be, he'll become awake. He'll be awake with the love of God, awake with the light of God, awake with the knowledge of God, because Krishna is sleeping in the heart. Suptam madaram. You can know someone has a rare jewel in their heart by the tej or glow on their face. their face is illuminated with that prabhav, with that light of love. One cannot hide the fact when God resides in the heart. Suptam Madharam. When Krishna sleeps in the heart, the face becomes bright, the eyes become clear, the mind becomes pure. It's written on one's face. There is a saint. There is a great saint, Siddha. We have met such great personalities in this world. And they bless everyone simply by their darshan. So pure. Because Suptam Madharam, Madhurya Bhagavan is sleeping in their hearts, dancing in their minds, dancing in their words, moving in their behavior, seen in their actions and conduct. The moving God, the living God, the experiential God is the Guru, the Premi Guru, God before our eyes. That's why the pious religious people are so eager to find an advanced devotee and take darshan to see the sweetness of someone's behavior and their character and their words when Govinda, Gopal, Krishna, Shyam, Suptam Madharam, when that sweet form of God rests in the heart. So beautiful to see. Rare indeed, Sudurlabham, to find such a soul. This is Suptam Madharam. Rupam Madharam, Krishna's beauty is so sweet. We discussed that. Rupam Madharam. His tilak is sweet. Krishna wears tilak on his forehead. Generally some chandrika, like chandra, Ardha Chandra with some dot. We see. We say bindu, like the Sanskrit bindu, above some letters, like this. And sometimes, Urdhva Pandra, different sampradayak tilaks. But in Leela Shastra, we see his tilak being described. There's some beautiful divine mark on his forehead, which indicates his godhood and his beauty. The tilak on Krishna, and often in many shastras, it's described like Ardha Chandra with a dot, some crescent moon. And the crescent moon signifies Krishna's enchanting moon-like qualities. It signifies ras, Chandra, ras, moon-like qualities, enchantment, madhurya, sweetness, availability, and intimacy. And then there's one solid dot represents Surya, the sun, power, influence, grandeur. So even the tilak on Krishna, tilakam madharam, represents madhurya and aishvarya. It's all within. And it represents the third eye of the Lord. His eye, one eye for his devotees, one eye for his relatives, and one eye of blessings. Krishna is always blessing us with his glance. Verse 5. Karanam Madharam, Taranam Madharam, Haranam Madharam, Ramanam Madharam, Vanitam Madharam, Shamitam Madharam, Madhuradi Pater, Akilam Madharam. Krishna's deeds are very sweet, his karana, his cause, his actions, his deeds are sweet. Although some people that don't understand the full extent of God, they may superficially criticize God. Oh, why do bad things happen to good people? Is God not aware Is God not attentive? Is God simply wound up the clock of creation and left it to tick alone without any input or control or concern? No, this is not the complete understanding. Because karnam madaram, all his deeds are sweet. Promotion is sweet. Demotion is sweet. Being poverty stricken is sweet. Being sick is sweet. Being healthy is sweet. Because every circumstance is our destiny. We are the architect of, we bring our sweetness by our sweet deeds. We bring our suffering by our bad deeds. And Krishna is simply arranging and always standing there waiting. Behind every sour moment or sad moment, Krishna is there. Turn to me, look to me. All of his actions are actually sweet. If we understand the beauty and love of God. Because even when we're sick, we say, oh, I'm sick. Why God made me sick? People say, we're sick because of our ignorance. We're sick because of our sins. We're sick because of our karma. But even when we're sick, God is maintaining us. God is digesting our food. God is the active principle in the medicine we're taking. We're taking medicine to remove the sickness. That mercy of that medicine is an expression of God. That is His sweetness. Karnam madaram, all His actions are sweet. And ultimately, if all of our karma and all of our movements and actions in this world, if they bring us to surrender to God, then that will be the sweetest climax of all our activities. That will be the sweetest perfection of all our deeds. Karnam madaram. Taranam madaram. We heard of tarani. Tarana means to deliver. Taranam madaram. Tarana means to be delivered. Krishna's act of deliverance is very sweet. If Krishna enters one's life and frees them from death, frees one from old age, that is a very sweet event. No more rebirth in this world of suffering and death. No more sojourn in the samsara. No more rotating in the karma chakra. Deliverance is very sweet. If we're burning in a house fire, the apartment's on fire, we're on the 20th story, everywhere fire, surrounded by fire, if some fireman or someone comes with some long ladder, somehow we get saved, won't our saving be very sweet? We're about to be burned and consumed by the fires of that apartment fire. And if someone saves us, oh, you're my sweet savior. You've saved my life. You've delivered me from death. This is Krishna. He's a sweet savior. If we turn to him, then he's being glorified for that. Taranam madaram. His deliverance is sweet. If we get delivered by God, that'll be the sweetest moment of our life. But if we don't turn to God and don't surrender to God, we cannot be delivered. Continue to swim in the ocean of samsara. Continue drowning in suffering. He's waiting to deliver us. Waiting to make our life sweet and perfect, successful and fruitful. We just have to surrender and experience the taranam madaram. Haranam madaram. Krishna's stealing is very sweet. Hara means stealing. Stealing is sweet? If someone robs me, steals my car, steals my money or wealth, steals my job by some competition, new upsprout joins the company and steals my job and I get fired. Someone steals anything I have, it's not sweet, it's bitter. It's loss, it's setback, brings lamentation, crying, unhappiness. How is Krishna stealing sweet? Because it's playful, it's lila, and when he comes into our lives and does his thievery, then we find that, oh, actually, Krishna's taken away everything I didn't need. He's taken away everything that was distracting me from God. He's taken away everything that was filling me with anxiety and tension. Now what has he left me with? He's left me with peace. He's left me with happiness. Very good thief. Harnam madaram. Indeed, I must say, Krishna's stealing is very sweet. At first I didn't think so. I'll give a very simple example. One devotee living in Vrindavan, Grihastha devotee, he's a pujari. He serves the Thakurji in a temple. And he lives very humble life, very simple life, not much income, money. And one day some thieves came in his house at night and they robbed everything. All of his wives, saris and gold or whatever little bit they had. And they had nothing. Only she had to borrow a sari from a friend to go to the temple the next day. He had to borrow a dhoti to go do puja the next day. One announcement was made to the community of devotees in that temple. Oh, listen, devotees, our pujari and his wife have been robbed. If anyone is feeling generous or helpful, maybe they could contribute something to at least buy some clothes and whatnot. So all the devotees came forward and gave 500 rupees or 100, whatever they could. And then gave to that family, Grihastha Vaishnavas, Radha Krishna worshippers. And I know this person. And he said, Maharaj, all of what we had was not much. And we were robbed one night of our clothes and what little jewelry we had. And it amounted to about 11,000 rupees, 20,000 rupees. We didn't have much. And the devotees, the bhaktas got together and we actually collected 30,000 rupees. I was robbed by the gundas and the Krishna felt so compassionate that I lost 15,000 rupees worth of all my clothes and little tiny bit of jewelry. And I received 30,000 rupees in return. And all new saris and new jewelry, etc. Haranam madaram. Krishna's stealing is very sweet. If Krishna arranges, because someone could say, oh, why do bad things happen to good people? They're good people. They're God's people. A pujari and his wife, Brahmana and Brahmani. And they were robbed. They're good people. They shouldn't have bad things like theft and robbery happen to them. Yes, but see the outcome. See the turnaround. Haranam madaram. Such a beautiful story, and it's true. So Krishna's stealing is very sweet. If Krishna chooses to steal from you, which is not likely, because you have to be very, very lucky and very, very fortunate for Krishna or God to come rob you. So I was robbed last night. I was robbed. Who was it? It was Krishna. Acha? You saw him? Yes. He came into my house. He came into my mind. He came into my heart. Last night, at 11:30 at night, I was so sleepy. And he ran away. I said, Chor! Chor, stop! Chor, chor, thief! Stop, thief! He knocked down the door, ran away, playing his flute as he disappeared into the forest. Chor Bhagavan. And I sat down after I was robbed. And I looked around my house, of my heart, in the house of my mind. I said, well, that thief has come. That Hari, Bhagavan Hari, look what he stole from my bedroom. He stole from my kitchen. Look, I discussed with my wife all the things that thief had stolen. We made a big list. He stole my lust. I had a vast, so many kilos of lust. He stole all my lust. He stole my greed. My greed? He stole my envy. He stole all my anger. All the anger I had hidden under my bed. The anger I had locked in the wall safe behind that bookcase. He stole everything. But now, I feel so relieved. So happy. Harna Madharam. What a sweet thief. And I'm waiting for the day that he will steal me. He will take this little Atma and take me out of this material world. He will steal me from this cycle of birth and death. He will rob me from this material world and whisk me away to his hideout. He will take me away from this place and take me far away to his hideout in the mountains, in the forest. And then he will enjoy me. He will liberate me. Taranam Madharam. Harnam Madharam. First he comes as a thief. Harnam Madharam. A sweet thief. Takes away all of our anarthas, all our aparads, all our useless attainments and useless pursuits and desires. Harnam Madharam. And all our useless selfishness and egoism and lust and greed for material pleasures. Harnam Madharam, Bhagavan. Steals it all. And then at the end, we say, hey, Bhagavan, Ante Narayana Smriti. The end I cry out, Gopal, Gopal. And then Taranam Madharam. Taranam Madharam. He liberates me. Vaikuntha Prapti. Golok Dham Prapti. Radha Krishna Nitya Prem Seva Prapti. Siddhadeya Spiritual Body Prapti. Taranam Madharam. Everything is sweet about the Lord of Sweetness. Madhurya Purushottam Sri Krishna. Ramanam Madharam. Raman. Radha Raman. Radha Ramana Giridhari. Giridhari Shama Vanava. Ramanam means his intimate amorous affairs. His sweet love. His intimate love, his intimate exchanges, his glances, his words, his embraces, his kisses, so sweet, so satisfying. Ramanam Madharam, his amorous play is sweet. Krishna plays lovingly with his beloved devotees. There are so many charitra, so many Vaishnav charitras. How Krishna comes and lovingly plays with his devotees. One time, there was Pishima Ma, one great devotee of Gopal. And she became so sick. She had no one to turn to. She was a widow in Vrindavan, worshipping her Gopal. She was crying to Gopal, Gopal, I'm dying. I can no longer serve you. What is the point? I'm so sick, I can't raise my hand. Gopal, I want to love you. I want to serve you. Gopal, you're my everything. And she fell asleep. And what happened? In her swapna, Gopal came in a dream. And he lovingly rubbed her chest and spoke to her so sweetly. You are my beloved. You're my devotee. I'm your beloved Lord. We'll never be separated. When you rise tomorrow, your disease will be gone. And you can continue your loving service. And our intimate exchange of love between you, my premi bhakta, and me, your Supreme Thakur. That night, Pishimi Ma had very deep sleep, very deep relaxing sleep. She woke up in the morning refreshed, feeling so loved, feeling so much intimate connection with Gopal. And believe it or not, lo and behold, that deathly disease was nowhere to be seen or found or felt. She was 100% cured, Ramanam Madharam, by the intimate exchange of love between her Thakurji and herself. This is the intimacy of love, Ramanam Madharam. And Ramanam, of course, means the gopis and Krishna. Such intimacy, no one can imagine. Such surrender of Radha and the gopis. Such dedication of Radha and the gopis. Such selflessness and self-forgetfulness. Radha and the gopis. Ramana Bihari, Ramana Biharani, Ramana Bihari Krishna, Ramana Biharani Radha. The perfect display of intimate love, the perfect display of amorous love and play and service and dedication. Radha and Krishna Yuga. This is Rasleela. Ramanam Madharam. Vamitam Madharam. Vamitam in Sanskrit means yawning. Yawning is very sweet. Have you ever yawned in the morning when you wake up? When Krishna wakes up in Nandagaon, who is there? Waiting outside his bedroom or the sakas. Waiting to play, take the cows out for charan, go charan lila. Hey Saka, uto uto, we're waiting here, Subal, Sridam, Dao, come, wake up, sleepy eyes, Gopal. Outside his door, the gopas are waiting. Inside his room, on either side of Gopal's bed, there's his Ma, Yashoda. And then there is Purnamasi, Yogamaya, personified, Purnamasi. And Krishna wakes up. Then he stretches. And with his half-sleepy eyes, he glances at Purnamasi, Yogamaya Devi, that Adya Shakti, that Mahayogini, Purnamasi Yogamaya. And he says, Pranav Yogamaya. Jai Ma, Ama. His yawning is so sweet. It's described in Govinda Lilamritam by Krishnadas Kaviraj. It's described in the sweetest poetry, Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad, Krishna Bhavanamrita, Krishna's waking. What is yawning? His eyes fill with some tears and he feels so happy because he was dreaming of Radha. Radha Swapna Vilas Amritam. Radha Swapna Vilas Amritam. In his Swapna, there was Vilas with Radha. He was sleeping after returning home from the Ras early in the morning. Swapna Vilas Amritam. Radha Vilas, Vilasani Radha. And Vilas, Vilasin Sri Krishna. Swapna Vilas Amritam. He's relishing so much nectar, so the joy flooded his heart and melted his heart, and some tears were in his eyes when he woke up and yawned. And Mother Yashoda thought that those tears of his sleepy eyes indicated, oh, he's so tired. He should sleep some more, but its sun is rising, Surya is calling, the cows are bellowing, the boys are waiting. His duty is awaiting him as a gopa. to go tend the cows and play with his boys. And I know he loves to frolic in the pastures. I know he more than anything loves to get out of the palace and run with his friends. Uto Gopal, Uto, Uto. Oh, my beloved, oh, my darling. Oh, Rohini, do you see our boy? He's so tired. He can't even rise from bed. He simply yawns. Vamitam Madaram. Listen, Rohini. Get some makan, misri. Get some fresh butter I churned this morning. I just finished half hour ago. Mix some misri, some sugar inside. Powder that sugar very nicely. Mix it so nice. Make little balls with your loving hands. And bring on a golden tray. Quick, jaldi, Rohini ma. Rohini runs away, comes back with the medicine balls. The uto uto oshadi. Each ball will waken Krishna's senses, enliven his heart. Rohini ma gives that thali of makan misri ladu to Yashoda. She takes, hey Gopal, stop yawning. Stop your vamitam madaram. You're yawning sweetly. Now take this makan misri. Ma, that's very good. I think I can get out of bed now. You've heard of breakfast in bed? Breakfast in bed when you go on your honeymoon or you go to vacation and bring to the husband and wife in the hotel. But Krishna started everything. Makana Misri. Breakfast in bed. Krishna's the beginning of everything. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. Love begins with Krishna. Breakfast in bed begins with Krishna. Everything begins with Krishna. Madaradi Pater Akilam Madaram. The Lord of Sweetness. So tomorrow we'll enter more into the heart of the Lord of Sweetness. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Gopala Deva Ki Jai. Jai Gopala.